Welcome to the Sunday, January 10, 2016 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And today we're going to be continuing themes from last week. What new ideas could deliver us from the trap of the false notions of class? And if there are thoughts or ideas that can do this, what are they? And by what process would this happen? And what decommissions the system? And what more can we do to make sure that love rules? Sisters and brothers, we're going to start with what decommissions the system. These issues are all interconnected. And it occurred to me that it might be more helpful to ask the question in reverse. What commissions the system? One answer that we're going to explore today and which builds on the discussion in our last show is the relinquishment or the theft of our thought process, which is, in the last analysis, our co-signing of their plans for us, these power guys, these 10,000 global state statesmen. In the last analysis, it is our unconscious assent, if such a thing is possible, an authorization, commission of their vision. And when we view their destruction of us from their perspective, and if you're new to the show, you may question that statement that that is what is happening to us. But just bear with me. More to follow. And listen to some of the previous arguments, the shows leading up to this. When we view their destruction of us from their perspective through the lens of power, their destruction of certain qualities of us makes perfect sense. They are all about designing perfection. They are guiding lights, are Plato and Hegel and folk like that. It makes perfect sense. And let's never forget, this is destruction by clandestine means, which is, explains why some of you may wonder if it is indeed happening. Consider the teams of criminal doctors they must have. And Miklos Niezli, who wrote Auschwitz, a doctor's eyewitness report, could not be more dead on in his sense of urgency when he warned us about them. These criminal doctors, he could see that power was seeking ways to improve the secrecy of its killing continuously. Consider the teams of criminal doctors they must employ to think up ways to use microwaves to cause illness, disease, and death. We have to accept that if they can compel our labor, they can compel and are compelling fascism. And this has been made clear to me since writing Waking Up by my being targeted and harassed and followed about and having my life constantly in question. And indeed, if you doubt that this could happen in America, please start saying what I'm saying. Test it. There we go, all you scientists out there. Test the theory, the hypothesis. Could indeed what she is saying be suppressed political speech that is not allowed? Start saying these things. Start saying we need a one-day global general strike, and then followed by another, and then followed by another, because our human energy is not a commodity, must not be put on the market. We need a total redesign of our global society. Class is totalitarian. We need to reclaim our human energy and begin again by designing a world that works for us, decentralized, with the individual being the basic unit of political organization, and soul and self-sufficiency, guaranteeing our freedom, not putting it in the hands of keepers. What did Shakespeare say? God grant I never prove so fond, foolish, as to put my freedom in a keeper's hands. I'm sorry, I screwed up the rhyme, but we get the sentiment. We cannot allow our health, our life, the planet's health and life to be in the hands of 10,000 guys who want to be gods. That is a setup for fascism.